Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Friday. And it's great to have Charles Skank in studio once again for our Ask the Expert segment. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, James. Thank you.
Good. Good to have you here. What is our verse of the day?
It is Psalm 139, 23 and 24. It reads, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Psalm 139, 23 and 24.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Charles. And I think the fog has kind of lifted out there. It was pretty bad earlier, though.
It was. It was terrible. I went to Bartlesville last night and I had to run pick up something for my wife. And driving back, it was just intense fog all the way. It was really incredible.
Yeah, I went to walk my dog last night before bed, and it was, you know, after dark, and I went out, and it was just wild. It was like I had something wrong with my eyes almost.
Yeah.
And then it was spectacular, too, where you'd have street lights or whatever shining through trees, and you could actually see the beams of light kind of slicing through. And it was just incredible.
Yeah, so I've never seen it like that
exactly.
At night.
I don't remember the last time if I've ever seen anything like that.
No.
But yeah, we're winding down the week here. Any special plans for the weekend or anything, or just kind of taking it easy?
Gonna take it easy.
Yeah.
Trying to get some, catch my breath and, be with my family.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of in the same boat. It's just been a busy week, but I can't complain. So speaking of which, we wound down Medicare open enrollment season this week, and that, that's just, you've been going since October.
That's right.
So
October the 15th through December the 7th. Wednesday was our last day. You know, 2 years ago, 2020 was the biggest year we've ever had. There was something about the lockdown with COVID that was going on, and then Medicare review time came and people were in their homes. They were seeing all the ads for all these crazy commercials on TV about Medicare, and they had to come and do their review. And so they met with us, and that was a high water mark year. And it was an unbelievable year. We ended that year on December 7th. Like, we were still busy at 11:30 at night.
Oh my.
And this year was much more orderly. It was much more of a normal year, and it was still busy. It was still very demanding. But it wasn't the crushing load that it was 2 years ago. But that being said, it was demanding, and it was busy. But thankfully, we weren't going at 11:30 at night. But we were very blessed to be able to help our clients.
That's wonderful. And I think I'm sure there's some folks, you know, it's not just you. It's been a team effort taking care of all your clients who come in. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of folks out there who deserve some recognition, too.
So many worked hard to make this possible. Jennifer Kelso, she runs our office. She probably wouldn't like it if she heard me say that term. But she makes sure all the trains run in on time and everything gets, all the loose ends get tied up. And she makes us look good and makes us look like we're very organized. And so she was very instrumental in helping with this. Dawn Keenan is an assistant helping with enrollment and just filling in places where we need help. Landon, my son, would have been impossible without him, and I'm very appreciative of his help. Christy Ewing, my dad mentioned her a couple of days ago, but she has been outstanding, and she joined our team just for this Medicare open enrollment, and then she's going to stay on full time.
Oh, great!
And she has been an amazing help. Very, very grateful for her. Of course, my dad has been instrumental in helping. He doesn't meet as much one-on-one with people as much as he used to. He's more just overall helping make sure that things don't fall between the cracks and picking up the slack here and there where it needs to be. He's gone today with my mom on a doctor's appointment, but or else he would be here. But let me see. I know I'm going to miss somebody.
It's always hard to keep track of everybody.
Yeah.
It really does take a village on that sort of thing.
My wife has been very, very supportive, and I really couldn't do what I do without her support, and she's very understanding when I work late. She's understanding when supper gets cold and I'm not there on time. I really love and appreciate her. And my mind is searching. Seems like there ought to be somebody else. But
I'm going to pop in your head.
But. Yeah, yeah. And God has definitely helped us, kept us healthy.
Yes.
Kept us where we've been able to continue to meet with our clients. And last but not least is our clients. We have the best clients that we could ask for. They are just so understanding. They're so appreciative. They're so, I don't know better words to describe our clients. We really appreciate our clients.
Well, and I've enjoyed throughout the process, you know, coming in a couple times a week, you guys sharing stories of the people that you've helped, because they're real tangible examples of, wow, you know, we have saved this person this much money. And that's really made a big difference in people's lives, especially when you're on a fixed income.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been very gratifying, fulfilling for us to be able to put people in a better position for the upcoming year, where they're not paying as much maybe for their medication or for their Medicare supplement or whatever it is. To be able to make a difference, is that's what it's about, is to make people's lives easier and help people kill the confusion and the chaos that's in their mind about maybe when it comes to Medicare. Most people think about things like that as little as they can, and that's our full-time job.
Yes.
And so...
And even just getting that peace of mind that, hey, you are on the right track. Just have a separate look, because you have people come in and do just that.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that always sort of makes me sad is I just talked to somebody this week, and she said she had been working on her Medicare on her own. And she'd never done this before, of course, and it was for her and her husband. And she said, I've spent more time on the phone in the past 2 months than the last 10 years of my life.
Wow.
She spent all these hours on the phone trying to sort it all out. And so finally her friend told her, well, you need to come see Charles and Gary. And so she came in, and in a short amount of time, we were able to figure out where she was at and help her and put her in a better place. And so that was fulfilling, but it's also sad for me to know that there are people out there trying to, you know, learn this,
yeah,
of something that's taken us years to learn.
Exactly. And I mean, how can you expect to do it as well as a professional, basically? And I mean, you have to value your time too, because, you know, people, taxes would be one instance where, you know, people, a lot of people say, oh, well, I would never try to do my taxes myself. So it's like, why would you try to, you know, sure, you technically might be able to do this yourself with some assistance, but, you know, it just makes it a lot easier. You know, so many people just go to accountants to take care of their taxes. So it makes sense to me to go somewhere to take care of your Medicare.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been a great ride, and I'm very appreciative of everybody's understanding. And there's sometimes when people call us and we're just with a crush of a business, and we might not get them called back till the next day, or, you know, just different things. Our clients have been so appreciative and so understanding. We just couldn't ask for a better clientele.
No, that is really great, Charles. And I guess my question would be, now that we've gone through Medicare season, you know, some of our new listeners may think you guys only do Medicare just because of, you know, that's been our hard hit for the last couple months. But what do you do the rest of the year?
So there are always people that are going, that are new to Medicare. Either you're turning 65 and it's you're going on Medicare, or you're leaving your employer coverage. You're over 65 maybe, but you're leaving employer coverage and you're going to Medicare. So we help people that are new to Medicare throughout the year. There's always people turning 65 that are trying to navigate this, and we help them with a range of other things, whether it's life insurance, retirement planning, when it comes to making sure that their money lasts as long as they last, or we're now into home and auto. And that's exciting, to be able to help people save money even further on something that's essential to their lives, and get a better rate and maybe even more coverage, or just reevaluate that and put them in a better place, or like you say, leave them where they're at, but with the confidence of knowing that they're on the right path.
No, that is all good, and it's something that people just—it's a great opportunity to take advantage of, you know. And I keep thinking about tax season for some reason, you know. There are those forms they have at the library. You can fill that out, and I feel like a sense of hopelessness looking at that. So it is just like you said. I mean, you have taken, and you guys are always doing like basically continuing education on the new changes on all these rules and laws and everything, because it's always in flux, right?
Yeah, and people usually wonder. A lot of times they'll finish our appointment and say, "Okay, Charles, what do I owe you for meeting today? What is the price? What are you going to charge me today for meeting with you and giving me this information?" And it's always so good to be able to say, well, you don't owe anything. This is what we do. And as we help people, we do get paid a little commission out of the insurance company's profits, but it's never from the customer, from our client that's paying us for the information that we give.
No, I mean, that's a good reminder, because these people are calling you on the phone, you know, that we've been talking about for all this time. You know, they're trying to get you to sign up for whatever they can, even if it's not in your best interest, where this is totally different. You can meet face to face here for anything, you know, any of your insurance needs.
That's right. That's right. There's no charge, and we're happy to do it. And if we don't do business, if we don't sell anything, that's perfectly fine. Because down the road, when you need something, we're there, and just pick up the phone. We're a phone call away.
It's a great reminder, Charles. So when we come back, let's talk more about this and continue our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690 with Charles Skank. And Charles, we're closing out the year. We're getting close to, it's hard to believe, you know, we have 22 days, I think, left in the year. And some folks are going to be retiring at the end of the year. So what is your message to those folks?
There's a lot of mixed feelings when it comes to retirement. Part of it feels like many times you're losing a family. Retirees tell me all the time, they say, "I don't miss the work, but I miss the people."
Sure.
And so there's a lot of mixed feelings many times when it comes to retirement. Now, some people are just ready to go and get me out of here, but a lot more people have a lot of mixed feelings. And there's a lot to navigate. Most people only retire once in their lives, and there's a lot to know, a lot to take in. And you're at a stage of life where learning things is not as easy as it used to be. And so there's a lot of firsts. The first time you're not going to be on employer coverage in how many ever years. The first time you're not going to have a regular paycheck in how many ever years.
Yeah.
All of these things that you're going to have to be considering. And our goal is to be the guide by the side to help people as they go through that time to make good decisions and good choices and to feel good about this stage of life.
Because for this whole time, you know, people have had, okay, you have a question about your dental coverage or whatever, you go and ask the HR person and they tell you who to talk to. So there's always like this kind of safety net in place. And now, you know, you're retired. It's like, well, who do I talk to?
That's right. That's right. There's nobody designated in life anymore to take you from your workplace environment to retirement. And that's what we specialize in. That's what we do. And I would encourage people to go to Google us, SCHENCK Insurance, and you can read our reviews. There's people that have been leaving Google reviews for us and just sort of sharing how we make a difference in their lives. And just click on the reviews there by the stars, and that gives you a good idea of who we are and how we operate.
Yeah, and people in today's world, they like to read some of people's experiences and how it went and kind of get more of an insider look at, you know, some specifics maybe.
Yeah, it's one thing for me to say, hey, we try to do our best and we try to help our clients. But it's another thing for our clients to actually say that and read in their own words how they their experience as well.
No, as a great reminder. So Charles, as we wrap up here, where can people find you if they have any questions for you, if they want to get on your calendar to just talk about anything really?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our main phone number is 620-331-8800. We also have three other locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. You can sign up for our newsletter by sending a text with your name and email address to 620-331-8800. And that's going to be going out soon. Let me see. Our website, skankinsurance.com, S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com. You can find us there.
All right, Charles. Well, I look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I think you deserve some rest after all this busyness. I mean, going strong since October for all the Medicare open enrollment. So I hope you have a good one.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it.
All right. And we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690. We'll have open line just a few minutes away here on KGGF.